Are you looking for some great indie podcasts to listen to? Check out the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com, where you can find a list of great indie podcasts, get links to their official websites, and even listen to some of their episodes without needing to create an account or log in. Here's an example of one of the great indie podcasts you can find on Pod Nation.
What's up, guys? You like movies? You like cleverly named cocktails? Then why don't you listen to Pop?
Pour.
Review!
A podcast where we review movies, all while drinking some cocktails. Join us every Monday as we discuss new movies, old movies, and everything in between. New episodes Mondays at 7 Eastern. Come have a drink with us!
So once again, for some great indie podcasts, check out the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back from a little hiatus caused by a little incident that's gripping the world.
Just a little incident.
Yeah, nothing too serious.
No.
Yes, we were both rather busy and a bit discombobulated by the outbreak of COVID-19, which
we
is still ongoing, of course, and it's very scary at the moment, and we hope none of you, our lovely listeners, are affected by the outbreak at all. We wish you all to come through this in the best of health.
Unscathed,
yes. Mm. Stay safe, wash your hands, stay indoors.
Yes.
If ordered
stay
to.
At home.
If you can, of course, yeah. Some of us are key workers. We just need to be out there helping fight the fight.
Yes.
So if you're doing that, you have our undying gratitude and respect. Anyway, on to more important matters. We need to find a film that's better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
Yes. So, do you think we've done it this week?
No.
Oh, you're giving it away again. Yes, this week we watched The Fast and the Furious. Yes.
Wow.
What an exciting time that was. We'll get to that because we've got some little bit of housekeeping to do.
We have.
We've got our usual segments on the show. We've got a special message that I recorded out on the road today, this week.
And all right. Not just now then.
We've been given... No, of course not. We've been given as well a tape from the past, which we'll be playing later.
Oh,
it's exciting, isn't it? So what have you been up to this week, Fran?
Well, I am one of those people that has to stay at home.
Yeah, you lucky thing.
Because
yeah.
I am prego with an ego.
Expectant mother, yes.
So I feel really bad, obviously, for all those people out there working really hard.
Because I'm one of those people that has to go to work.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the fact that you have to do all the shopping now.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it. Yeah, you're so bored by isolation that you were like desperate to come into the supermarket with me the other day.
I was, but I waited in the car like a good person should.
You are good. You're a good citizen.
Yeah.
Well, it's been quite a week for me with the impending apocalypse and everything. But we, of course, mostly on lockdown in the evenings and stuff. So we've been watching A City on a Hill on Now TV this week. And it's a very good show. Got Kevin Bacon in and stuff.
It is very good.
And it's encouraged me to master my Boston accent.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to demonstrate how far I've come with that for everyone listening.
Okay. So, I'm intrigued by this.
You think my Boston accent's amazing, don't
you? No, I thought it was Scottish up there.
Well, I've got up a random word generator here. It's going to pick some words for me to say in my new accent. So let's listen to those.
Okay.
If you want to read the word out, I'll say it in my Boston accent.
Okay. Deport.
Deport. See, it's good, isn't it? Perfect.
Yes.
I deported him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent him back where he came from. What's the next word?
Chorus.
Chorus. I sang the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. Shall we go? What about this one? Charismatic.
Charismatic. I'm very charismatic. Yeah, I think that's spot on. Perfect.
Okay.
What's the next word?
Sweep.
Sweep. I sweep it all into yard. What's the next word?
Spoil.
Spoil. You spoiled my weekend.
Registration. Go on then.
Registration. Okay, class. It's time for registration.
Righto. We'll do one more.
Yeah?
Feature.
I've got a feature wall in my house.
Okay. So, done.
That's the Boston accent nailed. 100%, I'd say. Yeah. Nailed on.
Righto.
If you listeners would like to offer any feedback on my Boston accent,
please
get in touch on
Twitter.
Give
some pointers if you feel he needs any.
Yeah. Yugoslavia. Yes, perfect. Well,
perfect.
Yes, as I said, I've been mainly locked down, but I did have to take a train today on a... Well, not today, this at some point this week. I was out on the train off to some of my high-powered meetings this week. And to protect myself from the virus, I was, of course, wearing an old-style diving costume. And this attracted the attention of another commuter who had an interest in nautical things. And he wanted to chat. So being the great broadcaster that I am, I decided to interview this passenger and get his thoughts on the virus and the lockdown and things like that. And there's a fun little game, Fran. I'm going to ask you what you think this man does for a living at a certain point, and we'll see if you guess correctly.
Okay.
It's like a little quiz, all right? So let's hear the beginning of the interview. Hello there, sir. Can you introduce yourself?
Yar, I'm Mr. John Silver, at your service.
What are your thoughts on the lockdown?
Yar. I've got little respect for Her Majesty's laws. A man such as myself should be free to roam the land and the sea.
But, I mean, surely it's for the benefit of the public's health. It's a responsibility you have to society, surely.
Stop calling me Shirley. Although I suppose you're right, my boy. I'm a healthy man by nature. I regularly eat limes to protect myself getting scurvy when I'm travelling. No disease has taken me yet.
And how old are you, may I ask?
I'm 19.
19? You look about 50.
I've lived a hard life as far, my boy.
Well, how did you do at school?
My grades were mainly in the high C's.
Oh, do you sing?
Oh, aye. Oh, I'm fond of a shanty, and I have a pleasing voice. I could often hit the high C. Strange for a man, I know, but I took quite a wallop in my doubloons not 3 year ago, and I've had a lovely falsetto singing voice ever since. Here, let me demonstrate.
That is lovely. What's your favourite letter?
It's C.
Oh, okay. I like your wooden leg there and your hook.
Aye, I paid an arm and a leg for him.
How do you like to communicate?
Oh, I likes to be eye to eye, if possible, my boy. And if I'm forced to distance, then I like to wave, because it reminds me of the sea, you see.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
Do you like to exercise?
Oh, aye. I do the plank a few times a day.
Oh, that's a lovely parrot you've got there.
Oh, that's not a real parrot. It's a carrot. I carved it to look like a bird.
Does it speak?
Oh, aye. Say something, Polly.
Hello. A pleasure to meet you.
Oh, charmed. Can I ask you what you do for a living? Well, that's why I say he's about to reveal what he does for a living.
Ooh.
Based on the evidence we've got from that, what do you think this man does for a living?
I think he's a mortgage broker.
A mortgage broker? What gives you that impression?
No, is he a pirate?
We'll have to wait and see, won't we? So yeah, can I ask what you do for a living?
Well, my boy, I am a Pilates instructor.
What's that, sorry? A pirate instructor?
Pilates.
Oh, right, okay. Well, thanks for speaking to me.
Goodbye, fare thee well.
Well,
I was incorrect.
You were incorrect. He was, in fact, a Pilates instructor.
That is really random.
I mean, I could see why you might think he was a pirate. There was a lot of things that pointed to that, but he did say that he did the plank several times a day, which I believe is something you do in Pilates. So there was a little hint in there that he was a Pilates instructor.
But I just thought he meant he walked the plank.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that could be used as a pirate joke. Yeah definitely. But I'm afraid you were wrong. He
was
not a mortgage broker or a pirate. He was a Pilates instructor.
Oh, sugar plums.
Never mind. I'll cheer you up by talking about The Fast and the Furious.
Cool.
Yes. I haven't got many facts about it because, well, everyone knows about The Fast and the Furious.
It's pretty well known.
A 53% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 74% audience score. It was directed by Rob Cohen and, of course, stars Paul Walker, may he rest in peace, Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez.
Is Michelle Rodriguez the one who goes out with Vin Diesel?
She is, yeah. But she's a badass. She's always
she is.
Kicking people's asses. Yeah.
I always am a bit scared of her, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I find her very, very
attractive. Well, it's when she, like...
attractive.
When she goes up to him and he's like touching these other two girls,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes, I smell
skanks or something like that. Yeah,
I was like, oh god.
Yeah, you wouldn't mess around on him, Michelle Rodriguez.
Her.
Yeah,
no way.
Well, would you like to describe the plot, the plot of The Fast and the Furious?
Oh god. So Paul Walker.
Mm.
He's the young dude, isn't he?
He is. Brian, his character's name
is. That his name?
Yes,
Brian,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
He is an undercover cop,
mm-hmm.
working for the police, obviously.
Yeah.
And he is trying to infiltrate this gang who street race.
Yeah.
Because this street racing gang, which they don't know which, because there's a few in LA. They're mm-hmm. in California, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in LA. Yeah.
And they don't know which gang is doing all these heists with Honda Civics. I mean, why would you use a Honda Civic?
Well, because you can fit a Honda Civic with a spoon engine and the NOS and a lot of other things, and it makes it very fast.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Because as Paul Walker says, Hector is racing three Honda Civics with spoon engines. That's his big news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically... there's these heists going on, stealing. What are they stealing? I can't remember.
DVD players.
No!
It's DVD players.
No, it's more than that, isn't
it? No! It's like, they were, to be fair, DVD players were like really expensive in 2001.
All right.
Yeah. That's why the PlayStation 2 sold so well, because it had a DVD player in it. So a lot of people bought them for the DVD player, because it was cheaper than buying a DVD player.
I completely missed what they were stealing. But
anyway. Just contraband goods.
Okay.
It's expensive shit that they could sell.
Oh, that's why they thought the Chinese were the ones who were doing the heist, because they had those DVD players in there.
Yes. So there's a mystery around who is doing the heists.
Yeah. And basically, he infiltrates Vin Diesel's gang.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, there's
quite
a lot of car racing in it.
Yep.
And a lot of people getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do this one last heist, which is Vin Diesel's gang, because they're the ones who are doing them.
Yeah.
And Brian has to come in and save them all.
Because
it goes a bit wrong.
It all goes Pete Tong, doesn't
it? And the man, the horrible man, what's his name again?
Which one?
The one of Vin Diesel's pals.
Oh, yeah. Christ, I've forgotten his name as well.
Anyway, the dodgy looking one. The one who thinks he's all hard,
isn't
it?
Is it Richie or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. He's always wearing a vest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do that in California, don't they?
Well, it's quite hot, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But the thing is, though, if you wear a vest, you're going to get really bad tan lines.
Yeah. But I suppose you'd have a kind of permanent tan if you lived in LA.
Yeah. But I would be worried about tan lines. But anyway, he's obviously gets caught up. Nearly gets shot. He gets shot, doesn't he? And then Brian calls
the cops.
Cops in and the ambulance to save him.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel looks at him with his scowl.
He's betrayed. Yeah.
And pretty much from then it just stops, doesn't it?
We'll get to what happens. Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Because we had a little. you didn't believe what was going to happen at the end, and then I told you.
Yeah, I can't remember now. What happens?
We'll get there. We'll get there. I'll reveal it to you as a big reveal. So, what were some of your highlights of Fast and the Furious?
The cars were all right. They're a bit gay, though. Not gay as in... They're just a bit odd looking, aren't they?
We'll get to the gay stuff, because there's definitely a homoerotic undertone in this film.
Because I do like fast cars, but my choice would be a Mustang.
Yeah, like, yeah, all these cars...
Not a Honda Civic.
Yeah, all these cars they're racing around look really awful, apart from... Dominic Toretto, Vin Diesel's character, his car at the end, the muscle car.
Oh yeah, that's well nice.
Is awesome. I'd race that all the time.
But he smashes it up.
Well, yeah, he says he's scared of it. So yeah, and he can do wheelies in it.
He can, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. So you like what, the cars, the racing?
No, not the cars.
No.
Ooh, I don't know.
No. Well, I actually haven't made as many notes as normal.
No, I was going to say that.
I don't remember. I remember the film being a lot better when I watched it as a teenager.
Yeah, I watched it as a teenager and I thought it was the bee's knees because it made me actually go and buy a PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah, to play Need for Speed Underground.
And I had Need for Speed Underground.
Woo!
And I used to make my car... Like, choose my colour and my wheels and...
Did you have a little light underneath it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mine was pink.
Woo! I got a Need for Speed.
That made me get the Need for Speed game.
Yeah, it was a Need for Speed Underground is one of the finest games ever made, definitely. Yeah,
I loved it. And it made me fall in love with Mario Kart and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Mario Kart.
And I beat you at racing games, actually.
Yeah, I'm not very good at them. Yeah. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 a lot. Because I've had a lot of time.
Yeah, but
that's
on the other side of the road.
Yes, a mile what side of the road you're on. Well, I challenge you then to a race, and if I win, I take the respect. Because that's one of my first notes. Paul Walker says, "I take the respect if he wins." Yeah, and he turns up to a street race. And you notice all the way through, especially at the beginning, there's just fucking dance music blaring constantly. Oh, it does your head in. Yeah.
It's not even good dance music.
No, it's just like constant throbbing techno. It's doing my head in. Yeah. And Ja Rule's around. Pre-Fire Festival Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Disgraced rapper Ja Rule.
He's looking a lot skinnier in this
film. He's a lot younger, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this was before he got confused between what fraud is. Hey, we didn't commit fraud. We just did false advertising.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
That's fraud, Jar. Pretty much in a nutshell. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I liked when they were closing off the road to have their street race. A man drives up in a Pizza Hut delivery van and he's trying to get through.
Oh, a Domino's van, wasn't it, or something?
I believe it's Pizza Hut. Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Anyway, he's still trying to deliver pizza and he's told to turn around and take a different route. And he goes, oh, damn street races. It's like, oh, this must happen all the time.
Maybe it does in LA those days.
Yeah. Well, they've got lovely long roads to race on. So it would be the place I'd go if I was into street racing.
Yeah.
Paul Walker's got a laptop in his car. Wow. Tells you what's happening in the engine and that. God, that is high-tech stuff.
High-tech for that time, isn't it?
Mm.
I wonder if he plays his music through his laptop too.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do they have Spotify in 2001? I'm guessing probably not.
No. They had something.
They certainly didn't have Wi-Fi.
What was the other thing you could use?
Napster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Napster? I don't know.
Napster, yeah. Because then he got sued, the Napster guy, Sean Parker, and he became part of Facebook, didn't he?
Oh, right.
Played by Justin Timberlake in the film.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then a race begins. Paul Walker doesn't win. Vin Diesel wins, of course, because he always wins. It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning.
Well, he only won because Brian was driving his car like a pansy.
Yeah.
And clicked the old NOS button too quick.
Yeah, too quick.
And shot burnt his out his early. Engine.
Yeah. The first race is like shot quite interesting. It's like all blurry and fast. And
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the first race. The rest of the races are really boring.
Yes.
Mm.
It's like when I win, when we play a racing game, it's all blurry for you, but for me, it's all straight.
Definitely. Yeah, and they look under his hood, don't they? And look at all at least the stuff he's got.
Oh yeah, and he's like,
yeah,
that's a 10 grand car you've got there.
Yeah, and it's like a mechanics rap battle. They're like just listing engine parts at each other.
Yeah, he's like, I've got a spanner.
Wrench. So we've got to pull this out, put that in. It's all goes out.
Give me your rubber, rubber, rubber.
Take a set of jump leads, restart the battery. That's about the limit of my technical knowledge.
Put my wheel nut down Jules.
Unscrew my wheel nut and put it back on. Take it to a mechanic to fix it for you.
Maybe
you don't
we
know
shouldn't
how.
Wrap.
No.
I don't think we're very good at it.
No, I don't think it's in our lexicon, really, is it? No, never mind. And as Vin Diesel says to Paul Walker, you can find out anything on the web. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In 2001, anything. I'm pretty sure you couldn't find out anything.
Not everything.
Yeah.
Google. Not like you can now.
Yeah, it's freaky how much you can find out now.
Mm. Maybe the heck, no, because he said one of the dudes does it, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jesse. The MIT guy. Mm. Yeah. Lance and Johnny Tran turn up. They're the evil dudes. They're like Chinese mafia.
Oh, yeah.
And they're wearing some very fetching leather pants.
Ooh, one of them is snake print.
Snake print leather pants.
In LA, it must be quite sweaty.
His gooch must be absolutely rancid.
Yeah. All I was thinking was that episode of Friends where Ross... leather trousers leather down pants, and then can't get them back on.
So yeah, he'd go for a piss, he wouldn't be able to get his leather trousers back on.
Well, no, because you just unzip them, you don't actually take them off, do you, when you go for a pee? Do you?
I don't know, I don't ever take my trousers off all the way. I just kind of poke it through the fly.
Yeah, that's what most men do, don't they?
You do occasionally, and I'm sure other men will attest to this. You'll go into a pub toilet and there's a urinal, and some men will pull their trousers down all the way. You see it very rarely.
Why?
I don't know. It's really unsettling when someone does it.
Because their whole butt's out then.
Well, and if you use a urinal as well, you usually get quite a lot of splash. And that's going, into your pants. Yeah. Yeah, it's very weird. Are you someone, maybe a listener, that pulls their trousers down all the way? If you are, get in touch and tell us.
Why?
What the hell is going on down there? Why are you doing this to yourself?
Maybe they have a very good reason for it. I don't know.
And then, they kind of ride away, Lance and Johnny Tran and their gang.
Yeah.
And then Vin Diesel and Paul Walker just stand there for a while. And then they come back and shoot up his car.
I would have got straight in my car and driven off.
Yeah, because, what were they doing waiting? They just sort of stood there like in lemons. Yeah. Yeah, and then they kind of go, what was that all about? What was that all about? We don't know.
Yeah, because he says, oh, it was something that happened years ago, but then he never...
He said he owes him some money, but how is he going to get the money by shooting...
Oh, no, it was a deal gone bad or something, didn't he say?
Yeah, it's very sketchy.
Deal gone bad.
It's never really, gone into in any detail.
Yeah.
They just kind of don't like each other.
I wasn't really sure about that bit.
No. And then we meet Jesse, the hacker man, and he reveals that he could have gone to MIT...
Yes.
But he's got attention deficit disorder. I don't know why that would stop you going to college.
Well, maybe in those days, didn't they only allow if you had...
You used to take Ritalin, didn't you?
I don't know. You have to manage it, don't you? I thought if you managed it...
He seems to be doing quite well. He's still doing all stuff on computers and fixing up cars.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I wasn't sure.
Well, his ADD does come back to haunt him later in the film. He gets a date with Vin Diesel's sister.
Yes, he does.
He goes sneaking around to try and find out some important information about an event.
She's really pretty, actually.
She is beautiful. Mia. Yeah.
Mia, yeah.
Lovely looking lady. I've forgotten the actress's name.
I have.
But all this sneaking around, of course, he discovers that Hector is racing three Honda Civics with spoon engines. And he lets Dominic Toretto know about this. And then he receives an invitation to an event from his new friend called Race Wars, which is not the best name for a multi-ethnic car rally, I would say.
No.
Because
it's not very PC, is it?
If you met someone new, you're like, I like this guy. We're like car racing buddies. And then he said, do you want to come to Race Wars? I'm like, well, what's going to happen there?
Am I going to get mugged?
It sounds a bit like a Ku Klux Klan meeting.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go, no. But he has to go because it's his job. because he is, of course, a police officer.
Undercover police officer.
Yeah, and then we see that someone has stolen Johnny Tran's engines, and he takes revenge on the mechanic that has done it by pumping him up full of oil.
Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. Pretty nasty.
That taste of oil must be honking.
Yeah, awful way to go. And we see that Dom has a car in his garage that scares the shit out of him. He used to belong to his dad.
Dad, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get more of his excellent sort of deep philosophy.
Gather by the tone of your voice that at this point in the movie we were quite bored.
I was quite bored, but it soon picked up.
It did.
Because you get some of his philosophy, of course, that Dom says he lives his life a quarter mile at a time, 10 seconds or less, I'm free. Bit of a sex reference there. Well, I need 10 seconds because I'm so intense.
I only need 2 seconds, man.
2 pumps and it's over. But you are satisfied. I'm Vin Diesel. yeah, my God, they have like a drag race with a guy in a Porsche, and Dom and Brian are sat in this bright orange convertible together.
Yeah,
and it looks super gay.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, do him.
Tasha, what the hell? Where are we?
I don't know. There was a button and it was shiny and I pushed the button and I think we're on another podcast.
Really? Do you think we should plug our show?
Yup.
Cue the music. Hi, we're the hosts, Kyle and Tasha from the Triple G Podcast.
A weekly podcast where we talk about games, we geek out, and share our guilty pleasures.
You got it.
Every week, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Anchor, and Podbean.
And if you're old school, you can just check us out on our website at triplegpodcast.com, where we got cool merch, our Patreon, and all of our other social media stuff.
We have new episodes every Monday.
Cool, I think that's it.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Let's get out of here. Tasha, hit the button.
All right, and remember everybody, stay weird.
Race Wars, then. They go to this event, even though it's got a very suspicious name.
It's in the desert, isn't it?
Yeah. They say it's like a closely guarded secret, but there are literally thousands of people there.
Yeah.
It's like, here are directions to it. It's a secret event. But I was like, there's like, everyone would know where it was. There's no way you could have that many people there and keep it a secret.
No.
No. And then what happens at Race Wars? Oh, yeah. There's like an event happens. Jesse loses a race. And he owes lots of money to Johnny Tran. Johnny Tran takes his revenge by shooting Jesse in a drive-by shooting. You said, why doesn't Jesse like duck or take cover?
Yeah.
And as I said, well, he's got ADD, so he couldn't concentrate. So he couldn't concentrate on taking cover.
Okay.
So when the shooting happens...
Yeah, but everybody knows if you hear bang, 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 you get down.
He knew that, of course, because he's clever, because he's... attention deficit disorder kicked in. He like saw a butterfly and he just had to go off and chase it, and that's why he got caught up in the gunfire.
Okay, there were no butterflies, but okay.
Yeah, he couldn't see it, was out of shot.
Right.
Yeah, so in the end his ADD did kill him.
He did,
yeah. Yeah, guns don't kill people, attention deficit disorder kills people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I can't remember what triggered it, but by the end of the film, I just broke into like hysterical laughter and I couldn't stop. I think it was when I told you how it ended before it ended.
How does it end again? I can't remember.
I said he gets hit by a train, but he doesn't. He narrowly avoids getting hit by a train and then immediately gets hit by a lorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what triggered
it. But he survives.
Yeah, he does. I always remembered the film as he got hit by a train. But when he didn't get hit by the train, I think it just made me break into hysterical laughter.
Oh, yeah. And then basically, old Brian gives him the keys to his car and he gets to drive away.
Yeah. And the bit where they're trying to boost the truck right at the end is quite exciting.
Yeah, that is. That's when, what's his face, the grizzly one gets...
Which he gets, like, shot in the leg.
No, chest.
Ooh, one in the chest.
Yeah.
Nasty. Don't want a slug in the chest, do you?
No.
No. Yeah, so that was Fast and the Furious.
Well, what's the next one called?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, we're going to do that one, aren't we?
Well, yeah, our plan was to do all of them.
No. I think we should do up to where
we'll go as far
Jason
as we can.
Jason Statham gets in.
Jason Statham and The Rock.
Yeah.
To be fair, like once they get really silly, like by about four onwards, they become a lot more fun.
Yeah, maybe we should just skip forward.
Well, you have to see Too Fast, Too Furious.
Do you?
Actually, quite well. Again, I saw it when I was very young.
I can't remember it.
Vin Diesel's not in it. He's only in the third one right at the end, and then he's in all of them again after that.
All right.
Yeah, that was in his days when he didn't do sequels.
Oh.
Yeah, even though he did a follow-up to Perfect Dark.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do Too Fast, Too Furious and number three in one go.
Oh, blimey. That's
and
an evening in.
We could do four and five together.
Yeah, I mean, we should try and do them in groups of two, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... There's not a lot to them.
No. Cars, sexy girls.
Cars, guns, and sexy chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. What more could a man want? Well, what's your favourite part of Fast and the Furious?
I would have to say I like the bit at the end where...
Are you saying you liked it when it ended?
No, not quite at the end, where they're obviously trying to do the last heist, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it all goes wrong. And then he calls his buddies, the old air ambulance, and they realise he is actually a cop.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel's face is a picture. I like that bit. He's like, you bastard.
My favourite
part. Do a Boston accent. Go, you bastard.
You bastard.
That's
you
what...
prick.
They're not from Boston, by the way. No.
This movie would be good if it was set in Boston.
Yeah.
Living life a quarter mile at a time. My favourite part of the Fast and the Furious is when Vin Diesel narrowly misses getting hit by a train and then is immediately hit by a lorry.
Smashes that beautiful car up.
Yeah. That's the travesty of it. But I also like when he pulls away in that car and it does a wheelie.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, that.
It's pretty cool. Who's your favourite character?
I'm going to go with Vin Diesel.
You like him?
Yeah.
I love Michelle Rodriguez.
Do you like her because she's sexy, or do you just like her because she's...
I like her because she's a feisty chick.
Right.
And she's cool. She beat someone in a race, didn't she?
Yeah.
And punches loads of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then you can have her.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like Paul Walker that much. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, he obviously has died.
But... Yeah. He's perfect for these films, Paul Walker.
I've never seen him in anything else. You've
not seen Tammy and the T-Rex?
No.
Oh my God, we've got to watch that one day.
Oh God.
He's in that other film with Jessica Alba as well, isn't he?
What film?
It's like Into the Sea or something like that.
What?
Not Deep Blue Sea. Yeah, he's like a... I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, no, yeah. Deep Blue Sea, isn't he in?
No, he's in some other stuff. Oh, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, that film about Studio 54. He's in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not like the main character in that. He plays a very similar character to the one in Fast and the Furious.
He looks like the same guy who plays in Jumper.
Oh, no, that's Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, it's not him.
Yeah.
It looks like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do look similar. They could be brothers.
They could.
Anyway, enough Paul Walker chat. How many slices of cake out of 12 do you give the Fast and the Furious?
Probably five.
Five? What kind of cake?
Average chocolate sponge.
Good chocolate sponge?
No, average.
All right, like a shop-bought chocolate sponge?
Yeah, with enough icing.
Oh. I think I give it six slices of good cake.
Okay.
Out of 12. I think the critics score of 53% on Rotten Tomatoes is very fair.
Yeah, and that's why I gave it five slices of cake.
Better remember it's out of 12, so do you not give it six?
No.
Okay.
I minused one slice of cake because I was bored for half an hour.
Yeah, it does drag a bit. There's a lot that could be cut out, I think. Yeah. Crucial question, is it better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
No.
No, it is not. It has its moments.
It has its moments, but
it's no Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Can't be a man on a horse, can you?
Guess what we're doing tomorrow for your birthday? We're watching Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yay!
Yeah. How exciting.
I haven't seen it in ages.
Never have I. I like to watch it at least once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Because it is great.
Funny!
Funny! Yes.
Yes. Mm. So I'm very excited for my B-Day.
Well, a failure yet again, but I have confidence that at least one of these Fast and the Furious films will be better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Cool.
Yes, so we'll continue the odyssey.
We shall continue. We shall brave on.
We've got a little novel slice of history today, as I can't dial directly in on a time phone at the moment due to the COVID-19 outbreak, but we've been handed a secret recording of none other than Elvis Presley. So Elvis bought his famous home, Graceland, on this day in history, March the 19th, 1957. And I've got none other than his first visit to the property on a tape as he met with the real estate agent. So that's nice, isn't it? So let's hear Elvis viewing his new home.
Well, come through, Mr. Presley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, this is the living room. It's very spacious, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's amazing to meet you. Do you think you could to get me free tickets to one of your shows?
Tickets can be ordered over the phone, brother. Call a number and press 1 to pay money and 2 for the show. Now, show me this rest of this fine house. All this small talk is making me Elvis de Presley.
Well, sure. This is the kitchen. I'm led to believe that you're quite keen on your food.
I sure am, sir. I sure am. I like fried chicken mostly, especially when it's tender. I love meat tender.
Well, don't we all? Could you see yourself living here?
Well, possibly. Does this place have any rodent problems?
Well, no. Not to my knowledge, no.
Oh, well, that's real good. Because my last place had a real problem with rats. I had to catch one of them in a trap. I wrote a song about it. Since then, I've been real suspicious around real estate agents. You could say I got a suspicious mind.
Well, this is the pool area. What do you think?
Oh, that's real nice, real nice. Much better than my last pool. The steps were real slippery. Every time I tried to get out, I'd fall right back in. Priscilla, my wife, she said, "What are you doing, Elvis?" And I said, "I just can't help falling in love." I wrote a song about it.
Oh my, oh my. Well, the neighborhood is lovely, as I'm sure you're aware.
Well, it's much better than my last neighborhood. Well, that was in the ghetto.
Would you like to make an offer?
Uh-huh. A little less conversation, my man. Let's talk turkey. How much is this place?
Well, it's listed at $3 million.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Oh, brilliant. Careful on those steps, Mr. Presley.
Oh, help me.
Oh, my goodness. That was quite a tumble. Are you all right?
Well, I'm fine. I'm just all shook up.
He was a good viewer, wasn't he, Elvis? He asked lots of good questions.
He asked if the pool was slippery.
He asked, about rodents, the neighbourhood, all sorts of things. Good questions to ask on a house, on a property viewing.
When you're viewing property.
Definitely, yeah. So you would have thought he would have been more carefree around, things like that.
Yeah.
As a creative type. But clearly he was a very practical man.
Very practical.
Yes, and of course a wonderful singer and performer.
Very wonderful.
So that's all we've got time for this week.
It is, I'm afraid.
Yes. You can, of course, contact us on Twitter and Instagram at Pete and Fran Pod or Robin Hood Pod. Both the same on both platforms.
Yes.
Very, very nice for us. And of course, you can find us on the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com. There's 40 great podcasts on there, and there's promos for free of those lovely podcasts throughout this episode. So go check them out.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Thanks for some nice reviews about this week. And more importantly, we've obviously been taken off the front page on Podbean.
I know.
We were on one of the top 3 comedy podcasts on Podbean.
I was very upset.
And since then, we've had a little drop in listeners.
We have.
But we're very, very grateful to the 80 to 100 of you that have
kept going.
Kept on the auto download. And the 1,700 followers we've still got on Podbean.
Wow. So that's loads.
We'd like it if all of you followers would download the podcast every week.
Yes, please.
Then we probably would get some adverts, which we're very not. I know you probably don't like listening to the adverts, but of course, that helps us to pay to host the podcast and things like that.
And there pays for the dog's dinners.
Yeah, there are some costs, which is why it's nice to get some money if you can. We don't want to ask you directly for money, so some adverts. Although, if you want to help us, download it every week. Tell your friends.
Please.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Podchaser, and you'll be our friends for life. If you leave us a nice review, we'll give you a shout out. We'll call you by name.
Yes.
Fame at last. We hope you've also enjoyed Investigations of the Oddly Strange, which we've been running all this week. That was like the first thing we kind of did. That was a comedy kind of little podcasty thing.
Yes, that was a long time ago now.
It was, over a year ago. The first sort of thing I ever did. Yeah, very exciting, almost silly voices and things like that. So we hope you enjoyed that. Lots of people have downloaded it. Thank you very much. And yeah, that's all we've got time for this week.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe during the outbreak.
Stay at home if you need to stay at home.
Stay at home if you can. Wash your hands. Be nice to
and
each
all
other.
Your bits.
And don't bulk buy a fucking toilet roll and pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Never mind. Stay safe, everyone. We love
Ta-da.
You. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And salutations. This is Cage's Kiss, the ultimate Cage cast, where we discuss the movies and life of the national treasure, Nick Cage.
There are three of us here, and I can't help but notice that none of us are Nicolas Cage. Did nobody call him?
What? A Cage cast with no Nick Cage?
No, instead of being Nicolas Cage, we're three Nicolas Cage experts, which is the next best thing.
I don't think we should admit to being experts.
Too late.
We are not experts at anything. We are not life coaches, and we are not in any way, shape, or form qualified to give you suggestions on life choices.
But Nick Cage is, and he's made hundreds of life choices.
Seriously, I cannot stress enough just how much you should not take our advice.
But we're experts.
No, seriously, we're not experts.
Yes, but we will be reviewing his first acting gig as Nicholas Coppola, Best of Times, which features a young and very precious Crispin Glover.
And his work in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And his work in My Nightmares.
We're experts!
So once again, for some great indie podcasts, check out the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com.